This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest sisters. The topic I've chosen to speak about today is the power of a dua. And inshallah, I'm going to be looking at this topic from an aspect that many of you may not have thought about before, which is how connecting to Allah and making dua to Him is in fact so important for our spiritual, emotional and physical well-being. When we think of a dua, the main thing we all tend to focus on is the material outcome of our dua and whether we see our dua being answered or not. But what most people don't realize is that the benefits that can be gained from simply making dua upon your spiritual, emotional and physical well-being can often far outweigh the actual receiving of that thing you've been making dua for. So that's why today, inshallah, what I want to share with you are firstly some of the spiritual and emotional benefits of making dua. Then secondly, the importance of making dua whenever we're suffering from any type of physical ailment. And then lastly, I'll be having a quick look at the secret to making a powerful dua. So first of all, one of the most powerful effects that you get from making dua is the closeness that you feel to Allah Ta'ala each time you sincerely make dua to Him. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, in these words, He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servant asks about me, then tell him I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the one who calls upon me when he makes dua. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرُشُدُونَ. So let him respond to me and believe in me that he may be rightly guided. SubhanAllah, sisters, no matter what you're going through, when you make dua and you talk to Allah, when you pour out your problems to Him, you instantly get that feeling that you're not alone. You instantly get that feeling that you no longer need to bear this problem or this hardship on your own. Because you know that Allah is As-Sami'. You know that Allah is Al-Mujib Lid-Da'wat. He is all-hearing, the one who responds to every dua. He hears your voice and He's responding to your dua that you're calling upon Him. And you know that Allah is alimun bidhati sudur, that He knows all that's contained within the chests. So He knows all of the sadness, all the worries that are trapped in your heart. And so, sisters, just feeling that closeness to Allah and how much He cares for you brings you the greatest sense of peace and comfort to your heart. This is why I'm saying that even if you're not seeing the material results yet of that dua you're making, but you need to realize that there are so many other greater benefits that you're getting out of making that dua because of how much comfort and peace it's bringing to your heart and your mind and soul. Because you've asked Allah and you know that Allah is taking care of all of your affairs. And you've unloaded all of your problems and burdens to Allah. And you've realized that you no longer have to carry those burdens on your own. If you think about Yaqub, imagine how tormented his soul must have felt losing his most precious and beloved son Yusuf alayhi salam. All those years not knowing where he was. But subhanAllah, you see how he offloads all of those negative emotions, those toxic feelings, and he calls out to Allah in his most beautiful, heartfelt dua. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Verily, I complain of my grief and sadness to Allah. So this is how when you turn to dua, it's a means to relieve all of those negative feelings of anxiety about the future. Because you've put your trust in Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the ever-living, the ever-sustaining, the one who's in control of all of your affairs, and you've turned to Him in your dua. And it's a means for you to let go of all the sadness and pain of your past, because you've turned to Allah and you've emptied out all the sorrows and pain and negative feelings that have been trapped in your heart in your dua to Him. So this is how dua, when we call upon Allah with yaqeen, it can have such a powerful healing effect upon any feelings of stress or anxiety or depression that we might be experiencing. And so, sisters, it's through fully utilizing this gift that Allah has given us of making dua to Him that we can achieve higher levels of inner peace of mind, body and soul, inshallah. Okay, the second thing I want to speak about today is the importance of making dua whenever we're suffering from any type of physical ailment. You know, one of the mistakes many of us tend to make when we fall sick, or even, you know, we're just suffering from some slight physical ailment like a headache, is we turn straight to the material means in seeking a cure. So, you know, we'll run to the doctor, we'll go straight for the medicine or the Panadol, but we neglect taking the spiritual means that Allah has given us of making dua to Him. And subhanAllah, we don't realize that this is in fact a type of deficiency in our tawheed and our having tawakkul upon Allah Ta'ala and reliance upon Him. One of the most important things we need to realize when it comes to taking any type of medicine is that, of course, as long as that medicine is halal, it's permissible for us to take it, and it doesn't negate having tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as you're only taking that means while your heart is having full trust in Allah, who is the controller of the effectiveness of that means. But the problem is, sisters, that, you know, many of us, what we tend to do is we take that means, we take that medicine, and in reality, we let our hearts become attached to that means. So we believe to ourselves that it's actually the medicine or the doctor that can cure us, instead of fully depending on Allah Ta'ala and having trust in tawakkul in Him. You know, that in reality, He's the only one that can cure you. And it's only by His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that that medicine or that doctor will be of any benefit to you. So that's why, if we want to have a stronger and more powerful connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, if we want to reach a higher level in our tawheed and tawakkul in Allah, then we need to focus on making sure that we make dua for ourselves and our loved ones whenever we fall sick, instead of only resorting to the material means for the cure. And that's why, dear sisters, we should fully utilize things like making a ruqya. You know, a lot of people think that a ruqya is only protecting or curing yourself from evil eye, and they don't realize it's actually sunnah to make ruqya from yourself, even if you're suffering from any type of physical illness. One of the greatest examples of this is when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his deathbed, and Aisha radiallahu anha tells us how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting al-mu'awidat, which are the last three surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas. And so he would recite these three suwar and blow them into his hands and then wipe over himself. And when he became too weak and sick to do that for himself, then Aisha radiallahu anha used to recite those suwar for him, and then she would use his blessed hands to wipe over him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you may also have heard the story that's mentioned in Al-Bukhari, when one of the Sahaba went and recited Surah Al-Fatiha for a man who was stung by a scorpion. So Surah Al-Fatiha also can be used as a ruqya if you're suffering from any type of physical ailment. Okay, so besides this, there's also authentic ad'iya or authentic du'as that we can say from the sunnah. And one of these du'as that we can say is a du'a for a shifa, which is the dua in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Allahumma rabban nas adhibil ba's ishfi anta shafi la shifa'a illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. And this dua, the meaning of it is, O Allah, Lord of mankind, remove the affliction, bring the cure, for you are the one who cures. There is no cure except your cure, a cure after which there no illness remains. And if you're suffering any type of pain in your body, such as a headache, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to place our hand on the place of the pain and to say three times, Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. A'udhu billahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadir. And to say that 7 times. أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. I seek refuge with Allah and His power from the evil of what I feel and that which I'm wary of. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about today is a secret to making a powerful dua. So sisters, whether you're making dua or reciting a ruqya for yourself, one of the most important components of having your dua accepted is your own internal attitude. Sheikh Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that the dua is like a weapon, but it's only as effective as the person who's wielding that weapon. So that's why it's very important that you focus on your presence of heart when making dua. You know, focus on pouring out your heart into your dua and having yaqeen in Allah that He's going to respond to your dua. Sometimes we might hesitate to make dua. We might think that, you know, we're not good enough for Allah to answer us. Or maybe we've fallen into a lot of sins, or maybe we have a feeling of low self-worth that makes us feel there's no use asking Allah because we think we're not good enough for Him to answer us. So sisters, it's very important that we stop over-focusing on the deficiency of ourselves and rather we focus on the greatness and generosity of Allah Ta'ala. Think about the beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala, such as Al-Jawad, the one who is the most generous, who loves to give, who gives even without being asked. Ar-Rahman, the one who's full of mercy. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us in authentic hadith, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ حَيٌّ كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَحِي مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا رَفَعَ إِلَيْهِ يَدَيْهِ أَنْ يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا خَائِبَتَيْنِ. Verily your Lord is generous and shy. If His servant raises his hand to Him in dua, He becomes shy to return them empty. So subhanAllah sisters, never feel that what you're asking is too great to ask from Allah, because nothing is too great for Allah Ta'ala. Never think that what you're asking is too worthless to ask Him, because nothing is too trivial or too small to ask from Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, Aisha radiallahu anha, she tells us, ask Allah even if it was just for your shoelace that became broken or became untied. You know, we need to realize that Allah Ta'ala loves us to ask from Him. He wants us to ask from Him, and He never gets tired from us asking from Him. Unlike the creations, subhanAllah, they quickly get tired when you keep asking them for something. Because we have to remember that Allah loves to give, and He loves to be asked to give from His bounty. So dear sisters, you know, call upon Allah sincerely in your dua. Call upon Allah with His beautiful names and His attributes. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. You know, empty out your heart from having hopes in anyone else and fill it only with having hope in Allah alone. And also realize your poorness and brokenness before Allah. You know, realize the only way out from your trial, the only way out from your sickness, the only way out to find the light in your darkness is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sisters, the secret to having your dua accepted is showing to Allah your absolute need and your absolute poverty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that if anyone makes the same dua that Yunus alayhi salam made when he was in the stomach of the whale, that Allah ta'ala will answer their dua. And if they're in a type of distress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them out of that distress by the virtue of this dua. When he said, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Why is this dua so powerful? Because first of all, he mentions tawheed of La ilaha illallah, then he glorifies Allah, and then after that, he admits his poorness to Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Verily, I am from the wrongdoers. In conclusion, my dearest sisters, realize that turning to Allah Ta'ala for all of your needs and making dua to Him has a powerful effect on your spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. I ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to always be from al-mutawakkilin, those who have true tawakkul upon Allah in making dua to Him for all of our needs, whether big or small. I ask Allah Ta'ala to make all of our dua a means to heal our pain, a means to remove our sadness and worry, and a means to cure us from every type of sickness that we are suffering from. And I leave you all with the beautiful words of Shaykh Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, in which he says, "Therefore, if the pains of this world tire you, do not grieve, for it may be that Allah wishes to hear your voice by way of a dua. So pour out your desires in prostration and forget about it, and know that verily Allah does not forget." Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.